On the first Monday in October every year, the court gets back to work hearing cases, including one on Tuesday that could topple the last remaining pillar of the Voting Rights Act, which has safeguarded the democratic freedoms of minority citizens in the US for the past 57 years. President Joe Biden's appointee Ketanji Brown Jackson, the first black female justice, formally joined the bench over the summer, meaning four women will serve on the court together for the first time. But it won't change the ideological makeup of the highest court in the country, which still has a 6-3 conservative majority following a series of appointments under the Trump administration. Benji Haya, Washington, D.C.